So, welcome to A Thousand Flowers Bloom, a podcast interview series with interesting people in technology industry. I'm your host, Chris Law, and today I'm with Greg Isaacs, who is the director of the developer program at eBay. So, Greg, before you came to eBay, you were an investment banker. Tell me how you made the leap from investment banking to being a director of the developers program at eBay.
Thanks, Chris. Good to be here. It was interesting because I've always loved technology. I've always loved the practical use of it. And as an investment banker, I was focusing on the telecom and technology space. And I did that for a bunch of years. And then a colleague of mine who was an investment banker came over to eBay about a year and a half ahead of me. He was working in our ops group. And he said, you want to come over and work at eBay? And after some research, I decided, this is a complete shift for my career. I'd always been sort of a hired gun to help people raise money and give them advice, but I'd never actually really figured out how to run a company and how to actually work at a company. It's something I wanted to do, and so having the opportunity to be at eBay for now 4.5 years has been just a great experience. So not the typical career path of someone who runs a developers program.
Yeah, I was going to say, why developers program? And it seems just a far, forgive me, a far stretch from investment banking.
And actually, it is and it isn't. So what the developers program allows me to do is that I love technology, so I get to work with some of the smartest people who are doing some of the coolest things and seeing some of the best products out there. But I also get to help run a business. And so for eBay, developers are a critical part of our ecosystem, and they help make us successful. And so, not a day goes by where I'm not amazed at the things that developers do, and we're always trying to figure out how to do things better. So I think if you think about my days in banking, I was helping some pretty entrepreneurial companies raise money and be successful. And in this particular arena of the developers program, I'm hopefully doing a good job helping companies be successful. And a lot of them actually have raised money through venture capitalists. So it's similar, I think, although it probably takes a little bit of a circuitous route to get there.
Okay. So what does it mean to be the director of the developers program? Do you decide that an API is going to be released and on the timing of that, or do you work with the product teams on that, or how does that work here at eBay?
Yeah, so there's actually two ways. So my team, directly or indirectly, is about 40 to 45 people, and that encompasses obviously product management, business development, marketing, QA, product development, etc. And so the way the APIs get built today, the first way is that if we have a site feature, let's say something like second chance offer or best offer, the APIs will get supported if not at the same time, very close to the same time that they're on the site. And so years ago, it used to be where the API lagged behind, but obviously, given the importance of developers, those APIs are typically launched at the same time. The second way is just things where my team will come up with ideas in terms of APIs that we would like to see available that make it easier for developers or cool functionality. So for example, my team has been really spearheading RSS. And so today we have RSS available through eBay stores, and it's going to be rolling out to different parts of the site. And so that's something my team, through working with product management, we help spearhead. So I think it's nice because other parts of the organization help drive the APIs, so we don't have to necessarily evangelize internally that there should be APIs, and we can also drive our own.
Okay. How do you measure success of the eBay developer program? Is it dollars generated? Is it listings generated? What's the, what's the sort of measure that you guys use?
Well, the nice thing about eBay is we're a very metrics-driven company, so we really need to understand what value any part of the organization is driving. For my team, it's mainly an indirect revenue model. So specifically, how much in terms of listings, revenue, GMV, which stands for gross merchandise value, is coming through third-party developers. And just to give you a sense about how important developers are to our success, today about 22% of eBay.com's listings come from third-party developers. And that's actually up from 20% in Q2. And I think to make developers successful, we've done a bunch of things. We've given them lots of marketing support. So you can go to, for example, the solutions directory, which is at solutions.ebay.com. And that's just basically an online directory where eBay buyers and sellers can find tools to help them manage their eBay businesses or manage their eBay purchases. Mm-hmm. And we've also given them, in terms of lots of technical support, we have online as well as live help in terms of technical support. And we also have a sandbox, which basically is a replicated version of the eBay production environment, but available for developers to test in prior to going live to site. And that's available in 13 countries. And I think finally, which I'm actually, I think you're getting somewhat of a scoop here because I'm announcing this, is that historically we charge for the API, for the usage of the API, for the annual fees of the API. And by the time this gets announced or launched, this podcast, we will be announcing, we will be removing all API fees for call volume and for annual fees. And so for us, we're just planning on building on our current momentum. And by making the APIs free, allow developers to continue to build really wonderful, innovative applications and things that, you know, honestly, we probably couldn't even have thought of a couple years ago.
So, Greg, I've got to say, I was surprised to hear you say that you're going to make the APIs free because, you know, I think eBay was one of the few people who had an API program that, you know, you charge per API call, and it seemed to be very successful. So what's driving, you know, is it, hey, we don't care as much about the revenue we're making from that anymore. It's all about getting more people adopting. Is that what's driving you guys to do this?
I actually did it to throw you off.
So okay. Hopefully, you did.
Hopefully I was successful. The reason we never charged for the API in terms of the direct revenue, it was always about efficiency. And if you recall, when we got started using or making our APIs broadly available, you know, 5 years now, it wasn't as a foregone conclusion about what kind of value developers could drive and certainly what it meant for our infrastructure. And since eBay.com is, and eBay Worldwide, our community uses the same infrastructure, we wanted to make sure it was used properly. And so that's why we charge for the API. Now, given that it's 5 years later, we have a whole bunch of other systems in place to ensure the integrity of the infrastructure. We wanted to do two things by making the API free. Number one, for all of our developers who've been with us for a number of years, we wanted to say thank you and, you know, give them back some money. And we're hoping they will either take that money and reinvest it back in their business or even perhaps give some breaks to their sellers. And the second is around new developers, developers who want to acquire to the platform. Our motto is really innovation without barriers, and we wanted to remove as many barriers as possible. And so if it's a technical barrier, if it's a business barrier, if it's an economic barrier, whatever it is, let's get rid of them and let developers do what they do best.
So Greg, one of the things that you've also talked about is how eBay has not only APIs, but data, you know, obviously anonymized data that the developers can get access to and sort of create interesting applications from. Can you tell me a little bit about that and how that works?
Sure, so eBay Marketplace obviously does millions of transactions a day. And so we license that transactional data to third parties. One great example is a developer by the name of Terapeak. And what they do is they take eBay's unstructured data and they will basically put it to a structured format. So if you're an eBay seller and you want to sell in a particular category, let's say consumer electronics, and you want to sell iPod Nanos, you can go to Terapeak's system and you can type in an iPod Nano and get a wealth of information, historical transactions, around average selling prices, conversion rates for iPod Nanos, and you can also look at what time of day is best to sell, what feature fees to use, like Bolt, for example, and really give you a lot of insight. And for eBay, we have all this data available, but honestly, given all the projects that we're working on, this is something that we felt, let's give it to a third-party developer to build some pretty cool products. And so it's a nice opportunity for us to continue to innovate on the platform.
So what's your favorite example of eBay APIs in action by a third-party developer? And I know you've got, I don't know, how many developers do you have on the system right now?
We have about 21,000 developers on.
All right, so pick three out of the 21,000.
Oh, God, the developers are going to be mad at me because I... So I think if I had to pick three, the first one I would pick is a newer developer by the name of Empire. It's www.mpire.com. And what they've built is really a selling tool for eBay sellers. And it starts with an inventory management system, but it's much more than that. It allows you, a seller, to manage their eBay inventory, but also to really get a snapshot of how they're doing financially. So they have some nice online tools that will show a P&L, will show a cash register, and also allow you to manage your contacts. So they have a very slick integration with some mapping technology that allows you to map where your customers are coming from geographically, so you can tweak your business model, and also a very slick integration with Skype. So you just click on a phone number, it launches the Skype client and makes an outward bound phone call, to whoever the buyer is. So it allows you to make sure that transaction completes. The second one, which I think is really interesting, is called the Configurator. And this is basically a Flash-based application that sits inside of an eBay listing and allows a buyer to configure the product that they're looking for, let's say a computer. And once they've configured it, they just simply click the Build It button, and that listing will automatically be created on the fly. And so a buyer can be very happy and be assured that they get the product that they're looking for. And this was developed by a developer by the name of Infopia, that's Infopia. And I think the last one, which is pretty interesting, is an application actually built by a developer at markovic.com. And basically what this developer did is, again, they integrated eBay with mapping technology. So you can basically type in a search term and your zip code, and it will overlay the items on basically a map, and you can drill down using the Zoom technology of the mapping provider to make sure that you're finding the item that you're looking for. And this is particularly cool for items that you can't necessarily ship, like a tractor, for example.
Sure. Is there something that you wish people would build on top of eBay that they haven't yet? Is there something sort of dying for a developer to go do?
You know, it's funny because I think the one thing that I was always looking forward to was a mapping application. And at our developers conference, which we hold every year in June, this year's is going to be in Las Vegas, we basically said, you know, we'd love to see more mashups. And we actually showed a schematic of what it would look like with a mapping provider. And today I think we have, you know, anywhere from 7 to 10 companies doing this for fun. So that was one I was pretty fired up about. Obviously, love to see more types of Ajax applications that just give you the kind of the eBay experience, but through more of an Ajax type user interface. Love to see more of those. And really, I don't think we can have enough of some of the applications in the widget or gadget space. So Confabulator, if you type in eBay there, I think there are about 7 to 10 of those. There are a bunch around dashboard. I think one of the eBay ones was the top 50. And obviously when Microsoft launches Vista around gadgets, we'd love to see gadgets built to support eBay. So there's nothing that comes to mind, but actually, since you're not as close to it as I am, I'm curious if there are things that you'd love to see.
I do, but those are startup ideas that I'll keep to myself for now.
Holding back, okay.
What about, you know, in terms of all these APIs that you guys are, you know, releasing, do you ever sort of foresee a world where people don't even go to eBay.com anymore? People just, you know, there's a selling tool that I use, whether it's Empire or something else, and then on the buying side, you know, somebody else created this great buying application, and I never have to go to eBay, yeah. And eBay just sort of collects the dollars on the back end.
Yeah, I think if you think about the various components of a platform, there's a couple, and I think one of them is really the sort of the reach and the openness and the pervasiveness of the platform. And I think the example that you talked about is going to happen in the future, and here's why. A lot of our sellers today, the high volume ones, don't even have to come to eBay to manage their business, and we've designed that intentionally. So sellers can, through applications like Empire, MarketWorks, and Fofia, for example, can manage their entire eBay selling business from those particular applications. On the buy side today, we have a whole host of applications that allow you to search more efficiently, whether you're on a browser, in the browser, on a telephone, what have you, desktop application. And so my belief, and something I'm very excited to see, is that when you can search for an item and you can list an item on eBay, but never having to go to the website. And my belief is that'll just increase the size of the marketplace, and I think, again, that's a win-win for everyone, and I'm looking forward to that day, definitely.
Okay, so if I'm a developer, historically, Microsoft has always had a really strong developers program, and Microsoft also has sort of this, or they used to have anyways, this history of, hey, that's a great idea, we're going to go build that now. Mm-hmm. And it was venture capitalists here used to say, well, what are you going to do if Microsoft does the same thing as you? What's your response to developers who might be worried about eBay, saying, hey, that's a great idea, I'm going to go do that?
I think there are so many good ideas and so much opportunity out there that no organization can conceivably build everything. And so I think what's important is that we try and be as open, as honest with developers as possible about where we're going to be playing and where we won't be playing. Today, for example, we have our own set of selling tools. and developers are years ahead of us in terms of the functionality of those selling tools. And I think it's a great symbiotic relationship. And, you know, we will continue to develop tools to satisfy a certain segment of users. And developers will be continue to be ahead of us and continue to innovate. And I think that's a healthy relationship. And so I'm not overly concerned. I mean, there will be certain things that we just need to maintain on our platform. And, you know, a great example is PayPal, who, you know, we obviously wanted to have a payments infrastructure. And so that's a company that we acquired. And now they have their own developers program and developer network as well. And so I think, you know, as long as we're open with developers, which we plan to be, and they continue to stay abreast of what we're doing through things like our developers conference, through talking with my team, looking at our weblog. You know, again, I think it's going to be, I think there'll be a very healthy relationship going forward.
So you think it's going to be less of sort of the Yahoo, Google model where you sort of buy up all these interesting companies and more of a, hey, great, you guys built an interesting company, have at it.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, obviously, it's things can change, and you know, our corporate development team needs to do things that are strategic for the business.
Right.
But I think if things are interesting for us and the community of users and buyers who want us to bring something in-house, and we will certainly do that. Historically, we've taken a little bit of a hands-off approach. We've worked very closely with our developers, giving them guidance, but we've allowed them to do what they do best, and that's really meeting the needs of our users. So, you know, things can always change. You know, we'll certainly we'll see what happens.
Okay. So, Greg, there's a big buzz around, you know, this whole concept of Web 2.0 right now and everyone opening up their APIs. What's funny to me is that, you know, eBay's been doing this for years. Why is it that no one talks about that, and why eBay and Web 2.0 never, those two terms are never really associated?
Sure. Well, I guess it depends on what your definition of Web 2.0 is. And I've seen a bunch, you know, Tim O'Reilly obviously wrote just a great paper on his perspective of things. I think for us, it's always been about less about buzz and less about hype and more around economic opportunity. And so we've always focused around how can we make developers successful and how can they actually make money. And so I think that doesn't always go hand in hand with sort of the latest fad or latest buzz. If you believe that Web 2.0 is all about opening up your APIs and allowing developers to take different web services and combine them to build something that couldn't have been built by itself, then we're completely supportive of it. And we think they're great examples of developers who are doing this today, and they're going to be ones in the future. And so anything that adds more credibility to what we've been doing for a number of years and gives developers more opportunity, frankly, to be successful, we fully support and embrace.
Okay. Are you comfortable with eBay data and functionality being mixed with, say, Amazon data and functionality? You know, one of the things that's happening in this Web 2.0 world is everybody's stuff's getting mashed up together. Is it okay with you if I want to put, you know, eBay products information with the Amazon stuff?
Yeah, so actually in our license agreement, that is allowed. And the one caveat is that the listings, let's say, between an Amazon or an eBay must be visually separate. So typically we have logos associated with it or some type of, some type of marker that shows it's in a different location. And the reason is mainly to do with when you click on an item and you go to eBay, you have a different experience. You obviously have the bidding experience, you have a community aspect. And we want to make sure that before someone clicks on data that's being managed by a third party, that they understand that they're going to the eBay marketplace. Because the last thing you want is someone to click on an icon thinking they're going to eBay, and then they go to a different site and they don't have the experience that they're looking for. They may want to continue to build on their feedback. And so for us, having that brand, having that that visually separate line, if you will, is important, mainly for the buyer experience.
But you're okay with those two things showing up side by side. So for example, Google won't let you show Google ads next to Yahoo ads, but you guys are okay with showing an eBay item next to an Amazon item.
We've actually, if you go, for example, an affiliate called Fatlens, that's F-A-T-L-E-N-S, and you type in Rolling Stones, you will see concert tickets that are not only on eBay, but on the various other marketplaces that Fatlens does business with. And again, as long as a buyer knows that when they click on the eBay icon, they're going to eBay, then I think that's great, and we support that. So that is permitted today in our API license.
One of the things I'm also curious about is as you guys license your data out, you know, and you've actually showed me some examples of folks, you know, like the Terapeak guys who are taking that data. What would you think about a Google or a Yahoo basically showing eBay auction results in a search?
So that's actually through our natural search efforts, and that actually happens today. So if you were to go to Google and type in a product, you will start seeing basically items, eBay items, in that search. So that certainly is something that's permitted. And in cases where you're dealing with large cert partners, we work very closely with them, given the size of those companies and what it could mean for the user experience and for the infrastructure. So, you know, we obviously will do what's right by our sellers and buyers. And if they want, for example, us to open the infrastructure up a little bit more, we'll have those conversations with them. We may not always come to an agreement, but one thing we are good at, I think, is certainly listening to what our community tells us. And, you know, I think that's the right approach.
Now that, you know, Yahoo and Google are rolling out developer programs, can you tell me what you think they're doing right? And, you know, you guys have been doing it for a while. What are they doing right? What are they doing wrong? Are there any changes you're making to your own programs based on what they're doing?
Yeah, it's great to see that companies like Salesforce and some of the other names you mentioned have decided to at least launch APIs. I'm not clear that they all necessarily have programs around it and the support around it. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a great thing. I'm actually probably not going to give you all the information that you would like in terms of what I think they should be doing, because after all, we're all going after the same developer mindshare. So they have smart people at all those different companies, so I'm sure, and they can see what we're doing, and we can see what they're doing. So maybe ask me that question in a year, and I'll see where we are.
So just to close, one thing that you've talked about is that, you know, you're going to have, you know, free access to the eBay APIs coming up. What else is coming down the pipe for the developers program at eBay?
Yeah, we're actually very excited to be announcing a developer challenge. It's called the eBay Developer Challenge 2006, and essentially, it is a way to continue to attract some of the smartest developers in the world to build products for the eBay platform. And the challenge will have two main components with some pretty cool prizes. The first component will be for an individual developer, and the grand prize will be $5,000, as well as the ability to present their application at the O'Reilly Emerging Technology Conference in San Diego next year in March. We also have cash prizes for some of the runner-ups and some iPod Nanos, and courtesy of O'Reilly, some pretty cool O'Reilly books. So we're very excited about that, and we think we're going to get to see some pretty cool and innovative products. And obviously, now that the API is free, there certainly shouldn't be any barriers for developers, whether they're in college or whether they're professional, to build the products that they want to build to support eBay. And the second category is around open source or collaborative applications. And so today, we launched in June what we call our community code base. That's at codebase.ebay.com, and essentially allows developers to build open source applications and work on those applications together. And so that second category will have prizes in terms of Xboxes for the winners. Again, you have the ability to go to the O'Reilly Emerging Technology Conference for free, and we'll pick up the flight tab for both of those, and as well as some O'Reilly books, and as well as some iPod Nano. So a lot of that will be highlighted on our website when we make it available, but just a way to continue to encourage developers to build cool products and think about eBay.
Cool. Well, Greg Isaacs, thank you.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.